At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'll turn on the light.
Here. Well, I can't hear you. Oh.
Do you need me to turn on the light? You said it's dark in here.
Hello.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Maybe we'll cook better.
All right. Hey, I'm shot out of a cannon today.
Dude,
I'm fired up.
Yes. I taught my father-in-law the term cook this weekend.
Oh, really?
Ah! We were doing like five different projects at once, one after another, just knocking them off the to-do list. And I go, man, we're cooking. I said it a couple more times.
And did he look at you like you were an
idiot? I tell you, like I'm an idiot. I was like, hey, man, dude, you came over here on a Saturday and we straight up cooked. She probably thinks I'm the dumbest kid.
Does your mother-in-law come over when the father-in-law comes over?
No.
To work?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't like to hang out?
Mm-mm. No, she's more of a cook. Behind the scenes stuff. If you need any question about shopping, design, this, that, she's a connector. She knows everybody in town. She knows what people like if they're going through something. Oh, hey, my friend just got diagnosed, you know, with cancer. She would know the present to gift them. She knows she's one of those people. She knows. She's that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying she has to do
she
work.
She ain't coming over hammer and a hammer.
No. I'm asking, does she just come over and hang out with Bay while you and father-in-law are doing work?
No, Baser's working with us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so then I was mopping and Baser and it just how it worked out.
You were mopping and Baser and her dad were digging ditches?
No, this was like she was telling him where she wanted him to hang towel racks and stuff.
Got it.
So that was mopping. And I go, Baser, are you good? And then her dad said, yeah, yeah, you just stick to the mopping. So, I mean, I kind of felt like a little bee. I'm down there mopping, you know.
he said, just, hey, you just mop, you loser.
And then, but Baser left. She went to the store. And I said, okay, well, we'll stay here. And then we did the door. And I was like, all right, we'll stay here and cook.
So, are you and the father-in-law cool? Like, is it like, do you have a good, is he, he seems very quiet.
Very quiet. Dude, the most comfortable silence you could ever imagine. There's no pressure to talk about anything.
Because when I saw him at the Garth Brooks grand opening.
Very quiet, dude.
Very quiet. So Bay says, oh, you know, you remember lunch? Yeah, all right. He does not remember me. No chance.
Where would he remember you from?
That's what I'm saying. Baser's the one that said, oh, you remember lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've met him once, like maybe twice. I know at your wedding and then maybe somewhere else. Don't know.
Random gas station, right?
So then whenever I would see him throughout the night when he was walking through the bar, I'd just be like, hey, Gary, great job, man. Great job, Gary. But, huh. And I'm like, he has no idea who the hell I am.
No idea. And also, that's not his style. He's not into the pump up. I mean, do you know they have that TV show, The Garth Show
yes.
on Amazon? He turned it down. He goes, Garth, I don't know, man. That's not something I really do. Then he ended up doing it. But at first, he goes, I don't talk on camera.
Like later, like after Bay said, oh, you know, you remember my dad. Yeah, you remember lunch. All right, cool, whatever. I saw him about 20 minutes later. And I said, man, Gary, I think over here we missed a couple screws. I saw something, and it only had...
Yeah, he didn't think that's funny. I can already tell you.
He was just like, okay. And he just kept on walking.
He for sure didn't think that was funny.
He just kept on walking. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Cool, Gary. Like, yeah, that was awesome, man. Like, I thought my joke was funny, and then later I was downstairs, and these two girls, like, oh, Lunchbox, big fan. And one of them works on the show. And she was like, oh, how did you get in? And I said, oh, Ray's father-in-law is the one. And she goes, his father-in-law is Gary. We love Gary. He's the greatest. He's amazing. I'm like, yeah. And then he walked by at that moment.
Another joke he probably didn't even care about.
And I said, there's the star of the evening. Hey, what up, Gary? And he just goes, waves his hand.
That's him, dude. That's him. This weekend, we got an ice tub. I'm in the ice tub.
You got an ice tub?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, for ice baths?
Yeah. I'm doing that now. Helps with inflammation, apparently.
Got it. So is it, like, instead of, like, a regular bath tub, you have a silver, like,
no,
trough?
That's what horses drink out of. This is just a small one. Baser got for Christmas.
Got it.
I just get in. It goes in the corner of our garage. I'm in it, dude. Gary comes in. This is his sense of humor. Not really his humor. This is just how he talks. He's matter of fact. Garage goes up because Baser knew he was coming over. And he goes, whoa, Ray, are you naked? And I go, no, because he could only see my top. And I go, no, dude, I got shorts on. He goes, well, just let me, not even kidding. He's just being straightforward. He goes, well, let me know if you're naked, man. No big deal. I'll go around over here. And I was like, no, dude, I got shorts on. You're good. He's like, all right, just let me know.
I mean, and after I left the grand opening of Garth's bar, I was telling my wife, I was like, yeah, I really don't think Bay's dad knows who I am. Like, I don't think he remembers me at all. She goes, well, you harassed him all night.
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate that.
And I said, yeah, I thought the jokes were funny. Like, oh, man, I think there's a board out of place, man. Like,
you can say the jokes, but he doesn't have time for them. That's what it is. You can say them. He's fine with you saying them, but that's it.
Hey, Gary, looks like you guys forgot to put a piece of trim up there.
All right.
Sure. No, he said, sure. All right.
That is pretty funny, though. It's a grand opening. You told him there's a couple screws missing.
Oh, man. And he didn't. I mean, he didn't. Even, I mean, and that's after I mean, Bay wasn't around. So he's like, who is this jackass coming up to me and saying, oh, there's screws loose. Like, get the hell, get lost.
I think he remembered you. Dude, at the wedding, there was 20 people there.
All right, maybe you're right.
All right, we got to start the show.
Yeah, I got a lot to talk about.
Arnold is off. It is Monday, so I'm going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. Very close to my father-in-law and mother-in-law. We have a close relationship. We eat meals together. We order them Uber Eats. They bring us food. If I need a tool, I just go get it in Gary's garage. It is awesome living next to the mother and father-in-law. And I got my boy Pat McAfee on the TV show. Over to you. Don!
Ray, there's a couple things I love in life. I love life just in general. But I love my family.
That's motivational.
I love sports. And I love my Nashville soccer club.
We know.
NSC. NSC. I bleed. NSC.
We got some new listeners, and I told him to, oh, yeah, listen to the pod. And then I remembered, damn it, he talked about NSC for 40 minutes.
Well, we're about to talk about NSC again,
we're
right?
We're going to think we're a soccer podcast.
Because we might as well be a soccer pod, Ray, because they had a game yesterday. They played the Los Angeles Galaxy. 2 p.m. Central.
Saw the back of your kids' heads.
2 p.m. Central, Ray. And I said, oh, boy, we are going to be at the game. We have season tickets, Ray, because I bleed NSC. I love NSC. I love everything they do at NSC.
I get your intro. What did you fork over for those season tickets?
It's like $2,000.
The whole season?
Yes.
That's doable.
It's not bad. So.
Already been to two games.
Only problem is I bought my tickets without talking to a ticket rep, so my seats are on the sunny side of the stadium. If it's a day game, you are sitting in the sun just getting baked. getting toasted. We found that out first game ever a couple years ago, and we said, wow, that's bad news. So whenever there's a day game, Ray, we do this little thing we call resell your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You list them online, put them for sale, and then you buy tickets on the shady side of the stadium.
I'm going to be doing that for the SEC tournament.
So that's what we did.
But it's indoors.
We sold our tickets on the east side of the stadium. And we bought on the west side of the stadium. And we bought
west side of Nashville, Blazer.
Yeah. Yeah, in the shade. It's going to be cold, man. It's a little chilly yesterday. The winds are blowing. We're like, damn, maybe we made the wrong decision. But that's all right.
Oh, it would have been the perfect time to be in the sun.
I don't know. You're still in the sun. I mean, just straight getting cooked for 2 hours.
Oh, they're cooking.
Yeah, they were cooking. I mean, some flesh was cooking.
Honey, I'm cooking.
But we bought the tickets.
Yeah, we're having fun. No, I'm literally, my skin is cooking.
Directly across the stadium for where our seats are. I mean, literally straight across.
I'm not listening to you with directions of stadiums because apparently you were a section over at Johnny Manziel.
No, I realized.
You didn't understand the layout of the stadium.
I did.
Once they said you were next to the goal and that Johnny Manziel was more to the top of the box.
Top of the 18.
Yeah.
I noticed it when I looked back and I looked at the security guard and I was like, I did watch that guy turn around and watch the game and I could see him two sections over. But anyway, Ray, we bought tickets right where the players run in and out of the tunnel. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be perfect. My kids can get high fives. They can say hi to the players. They can yell, go Nashville, everything.
Your wife's in there with you guys?
Yeah, my wife's going to be in there. So I'm thinking we'll get there a little bit early because they warm up on the field and they'll run off the field and my kids can be there and be like, oh, good luck. Go Nashville. Woo, high five. Because they're 5, 4, and 2.
No slurs.
They don't understand what autographs are right now. They don't really care about that. They just want to high-five the player.
Right, but we always say this. Kids don't understand, but how hard is it to teach a marker, pen, I sign this? That's what players could do. It's not the concept isn't difficult.
No, it's not. The concept isn't, but they don't.
Right, they don't understand a Sharpie on a napkin. Dad did that, so that's Dad's signature.
No. They could understand the concept, but they don't. Like, it means nothing to them to get a signature on a piece of paper.
They got it.
That's what I'm saying. They don't understand what it is, so they don't give a crap. They will talk about the high fives for the rest of their life until they understand what an autograph is. Then it'll move and escalate and a selfie, all that. But anyway, we get there a little early. And like I said, we bought tickets on the west side of the stadium, right? So we walk up and there's the gate, west side of the stadium. And we scan our tickets and we go to walk to our seats.
Dad, did you scan mine?
And our seats are on the south end of the west side.
Honey, get the back here. Stop walking ahead of us.
They're on the south end of the west side. We entered on the north side of the west side.
Coach, you sound like a preacher.
Oh.
How are we going to make Monday better by being positive? Over to you.
So I walk, and I'm just going to walk straight down the concourse, right? Just that one little, I mean, it's 5 sections. We're at our seats. Boom, let's go. And I go to walk, and the lady says, can I see your tickets? And I said, yeah, here they are. She goes, oh, sorry, your section's on the south side of the west side. You have to walk around the whole stadium to get there.
No.
I said, excuse me? She goes, yeah, because our club level is over here, we can't let you pass through here.
I'm Lunchbox, big show.
You need to walk all the way around.
Did you tell her about Bobby Bone Show?
I said, so you're telling me that my seats are 5 sections away and I got to walk a mile around the entire stadium to get to my section and you're going to make my 2-year-old just walk all the way around the stadium. That's the policy.
See, I love that she went with the policy. That's not her, bro. She's just reading what she's been given.
I said, well, here's the problem. How come when I walked in that damn gate,
whoa,
they didn't say, oh, before you come in here, you might want to go down to the next gate because you're not going to be able to get to your seats?
That's what it is. The ticket takers in the exit need to be in a communication with the lady on the platform. That needs to be a meeting.
I said, so we're going to go ahead and walk this way. She goes, sir, I cannot let you walk this way. This is the club level. I said, here's the thing. I understand the club level has little private clubs where they can go in and eat and drink all they want. Have someone standing at that door check their tickets, and let them go in that door. Me not being able to walk the entire side of the stadium is ridiculous.
Coach, holy shit. We had Palestinians standing in the road not letting Ariana Grande go to the Oscars, making a stand for something, and you, on the same day, were making a stand for Section 5-2 on the club concourse. Man.
No. So I said, this is crazy.
I stand on business.
I said, my two-year-old, we've already walked a half mile to get to the stadium.
Did you tell her you stand on business?
I didn't tell her I stand on business.
Did you get video?
No, because I'm pissed off at this point. And I said,
you needed a pork missile.
No, I did need a pork missile because I hadn't eaten lunch. So maybe I was a little hangry. But I was so mad that I paid for these tickets and I can't even get to my damn seat. And I said, this is
ridiculous. You went hard F with Nancy, who's retired?
Yes. And I turn around to walk away and she tells me.
Picking up an afternoon Sunday?
She tells my wife, she goes, it's not our policy. We just have to enforce it. And I understand, and maybe
happy
I shouldn't have taken it on them.
Happy
but how?
Women's
what?
Day.
What? How stupid of a freaking policy is it that you can't walk that section? There are seats in that section. There's private rooms. They have doors. You have a security guard at that door to not let people in. To not let me walk on a quarter of the stadium is absolutely stupid. So we had to walk all the way around the stadium. Because you can't just go out, walk down, and go to the next gate because it's no re-entry. So I could have taken the shorter route, but no, you can't do that. Once you've scanned your ticket and you're in. No re-entry. So we have to walk all the way around.
Can I get a soccer ball sticker?
And it takes about 25 minutes because damn kid, two-year-old, can't walk that fast. And guess what? We missed the players coming off the field to get high fives. So
thank you for finally bringing it around.
So we had to walk all the way around because of some stupid-ass policy that you can't go through there because, oh, there's a private club. Tell that private club to kiss my ass and put a secure. And then they still had people in front of those doors to check the tickets to go into those doors. So what's the point of blocking me from walking on that walkway?
Dude, if I'm at a private club, I don't want you and your kids flipping boogers walking through my private club, you know?
So we get to our seats, but now it's right at the start of the game. We have to get to our seats because we want to see them walk out of the tunnel when they're doing the smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the smoke, man. Give me the smoke.
When they walk out there and they're, you know, walking with the kids and the starting lineup and the rest come out with the game ball. So we don't even get to stop at one of the concession stands to get lunch.
I should probably go to a game.
Because our kids are hungry.
I don't even know the rundown.
But we were gonna be in our seats plenty of time. My wife was gonna be able to go get food, have it ready for the start of the game, not miss any of the action. But oh hell no, because we got some stupid ass policy, NSC, that you can't walk along that stupid corridor of the stadium. It threw it all off. So then my wife has to wait till the game starts and the kids are getting fussy to go get us food. She came back with 5 slices of pizza. We ate pizza and we watched the freaking game.
I thought you wanted a glizzy, no less. What's a glizzy, Ray? The glizzy is the pork missile impregnated with cheese. That's what you needed. You needed 5 glizzies. That's where you guys honestly done f***ed up.
Well, I understand that.
You were hangry and you had dehatred. Because that's when you're dehydrated.
Well, yes. And so the seats were great. The game was entertaining. Of course, Nashville jumps up 2-0, and we blow the lead. We tie 2-2 into the game, and I'm still pissed off. I'm still thinking about that whole walkway thing. I'm frustrated, but I don't want it to ruin my day. I don't want it to ruin my day.
So, you should have gone and laid across the walkway like they do interstates.
I should have, but then—
Ow! Don't step on me.
I took a break, and I came right back.
That's what we're doing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So then I'm like, okay, guys.
Dude, we're going two segments of a soccer story?
No, the game is over.
Dude, if my neighbors listen again, they're going to think we're a soccer podcast.
So the game is over, so I tell my kids, hurry, hurry, get right up there. Get up there against the fence. And they get up against the railing to get high fives from the players, dude. And I mean, Joe Willis comes over. He's the goalie. High fives the kids perfectly. And my four-year-old tells him, go Nashville!
Of course the goalie does. He doesn't got anything to do.
Dude.
He's not doing warm-ups.
Well, he didn't play this game. He
Ray, the water boy came
No,
over.
No, he's usually the starting goalie. Usually the starting goalie, but he didn't start this game. He had a rough, you know, it was a stressful game against Miami on Thursday, so they gave a lot of the regulars time off.
I was like, you think Messi's doing hand claps? No, because he's practicing the bicycle kick.
Hey, then Mackenzie Gaines comes over, high fives the kids.
We
boom,
have a
boom,
girl
boom.
On the team?
No, Mackenzie. And I just found this out from Round Rock High School. Didn't know that. Shout out.
My bad.
Yes. Then, you think that's it? No. Tyler Boyd comes over, high fives the kids.
The
boom,
Cincinnati
boom.
Bengal dude?
No, not the wide receiver, but he plays for National SC. Then we had some guy named Anar Sajidic comes over, high fives the kid. Then,
I mean, are they high-fiving you and your wife?
No, I'm not. I don't care about the high-fives. I'm putting the kids in the front row. They're there.
Right, but is your wife down there?
No, she's behind me. Like, she's next to me.
You stay back there.
No, she's filming. I'm taking pictures as the kids are having a blast.
What is she filming? The back of your head?
Yeah,
she
a little
bit.
She was
filming like the guy at the last soccer
yes,
game.
Yes, that filmed the whole game. Yes. Ray.
I told you, YouTube's big.
Then here comes the superstar.
Mukhtar.
Honey.
Mukhtar.
Ray, he is signing autographs all the way down the line.
Whoa, the kids don't know the significance of
an
autograph.
And they don't want an autograph, man. They got their hands out there for the high freaking fives, Ray.
Give him a low five.
Ray, and I mean, he signs for the kid next to my five-year-old.
I mean, tell me you got some sort of autograph and you weren't just fine with the hand touch. Ray, if it means it to the kids, I didn't even go for an autograph either.
No, Ray. My kids, they went for the high five. Get ready. Hani Mukhtar coming up. Come on, let's fast forward this.
There's two people in front of you. I can't even see through the camera.
Here comes Hani. Here comes Hani. Look at them. They're going crazy. They're going crazy. Watch Hani Mukhtar. He gives them the old.
Wait, he has a baby in his hands.
No, Hani Mukhtar just. Did you see that? Did you see what he did?
I did. It was a fist pump.
No. He looks right at my kids.
He grabbed your wife's hanger.
No. Look, he has his hand out to high five. He sees my kids and he goes.
He skipped them all.
Skipped them.
Dude, he's got stuff to do.
He recoiled that hand like, no thank you. Like, he saw my kids and saw nothing but snot and germs.
And that'll make his hands slick, but he can't touch the ball.
But the game's over. He said he was signing, and I guess he was looking to grab a pin or something, and he saw my kids, and he was like, whoa. Sort of like when someone goes to give you, like, handshake, and then they do the side of the hair, whoosh.
The one guy next to him had a baby in his hand.
Yeah, his wife was right there and handed him the baby.
Are you sure that wasn't your wife? Where was she?
She was behind filming.
Oh.
But, dude, Hani Mukhtar absolutely said thanks, but no thanks.
Did the kids cry?
My kids were like, but, Dad, he didn't high-five us.
I wish I'd have been there. I'd have laughed my ass off.
It was
good job. Way to get the advice of your dad and go for the high five. Really paid off there.
It was quite hysterical, man.
Dude, he almost is a. It seemed like he punked him.
He kind like I think he was caught off guard. He was expecting someone a little older, and when he saw that in his mind, I really thought he thinks, man, that's a lot of germs, and I can't get sick. We play Messi on Wednesday. Can't get sick. And so he did not shake the hands. He did not high five. He looked at him, and the hand was out there, but then he pulled it back real quick and skipped right over.
Why weren't you down there for the high five?
I don't care about a high five.
An autograph.
I don't care. I am too old to ask for an autograph. I am 42 years old, Ray. My autograph times are in the past.
What's your social? I mean, what's your date of birth?
You can't. I cannot ask for an autograph now. I'm too old.
Yeah, you can. That'd look dope in your... in your kid's room. Put it on a picture frame. I don't know. Take a frame to the game.
What would you like me to have him sign, Ray?
A picture that you got out of a newspaper and you put in a picture frame and he signs it.
Ray, I don't have I don't carry pictures around with me.
Well, go get the National Sun, the magazine that Arnold was in. That same one, they probably have a picture of Hani Mukhtar.
So then it's time to go out. We got to go home, man, right? We got to go home. So I walk up the stairs. And we can go right or left. Remember, right we couldn't walk on because of the private club. And there's an usher up there. I said, now, are you going to make me go left? Or can I actually go right now that the game's over?
You want to be on the right side of this, feller?
I said, you know, because I know the club level's here, so even the game's over. Am I allowed to walk on this walkway? Or is it, no, sorry, you still got to go the other way? And she goes, you can go either way you want, sir. Have a nice day. I said, oh, my gosh, you're telling me that it's okay for me to walk by the club now when there's not as many people? Sir, you can go either way.
She served you.
Thanks for coming to the game. I said, and this is a different usher. I was like, okay, because I don't want to break policy about walking by the club and seeing in those glass windows. How dare I walk by them?
Dude, if you were doing that to me, I'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? Who are you? Get out of my face. I'm an usher.
And my wife is just like, would you stop it? That's not even the same usher. I said, I understand that. I just want to make it clear that I think it's so stupid that we have this policy. I can't walk by it. So I walked by that club, and you better believe I kept looking in the windows. No, I didn't. See, it does no harm for people to walk by. Because guess what? They still had an usher standing outside those private clubs checking people's wristbands and tickets to see if they were allowed to go in that club. So it makes no point and no sense of blocking the whole damn freaking side of the stadium.
If you actually cared, it would be a comment card. But the only reason you wanted to cut through.
No. Here's the stadium, right?
I've never been there.
No, look. This is the side. My seats were down here. I tried to walk down this concourse just to get to my seats. They made me walk all the way around to get to these seats when I entered right here.
Okay, you need to draw this and put it on our Instagram because the virtual map you painted in our heads looks like shit. Frankly, it looks like Picasso's Starry Night.
Well, I'm sorry. I was so pissed off.
I got to hit a laugh track for that one. That was a good one.
I know. Maybe it wasn't very clear. Maybe it wasn't. Here, if you just take a piece of paper, I don't even know how to describe
it. No, for the love of God, no, we can't do another segment of this. You need to draw it and put it on the Instagram, the stadium map where you wanted to walk.
Okay. we will do a YouTube video of me drawing a map.
Thank you.
After the show.
Thank you.
And now we're going to take a break and listen, man.
We just started, man.
I know we just started, but this next segment, I signed up to do something my wife does not want me to do. But I said, you know what? I'm going to take on a new challenge in life. And my wife said, I don't think you're qualified.
Ray, I'm going to cluck.
No, I'm not going to cluck. I'm not going to let some dude bang my wife. But she was so adamant I not do this. I am here to prove a point and say I am better than that and I can do it. But I may need some help. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If my neighbors are listening, thank you.
Ray, I got a 5-year-old, I got a 4-year-old, and they have never played a game of baseball in their life. And it has come time to sign them up for T-ball.
It's come time. For 5 years, you haven't thrown the ball around in the backyard?
I said they've never played a game.
We'll do it tomorrow, son.
I said they have never played a game of baseball.
On your third birthday, we'll throw your first ball.
We've thrown the ball. They catch it every once in a while. Very rare.
But you know there's some dads that just put it off and never do it.
Never do it. They listen, they are like, son, throw the ball to yourself. So you got little freaking Charlie out there throwing the ball up to himself and catching it. You know what I mean? Charlie bouncing it off the side of the house and catching it. Because dad has got a glass full of bourbon in there.
Dad's too busy banging his secretary and at then the company party.
Charlie! The hell are you doing throwing the ball against the house? Knock it off. Well, Dad.
You were never here from 2 to 4 years old.
You won't throw it to me, so I needed someone to throw it back.
Honey, I'm going on a work trip again this weekend. Yeah, right. You're banging Sally in sales. Over to you.
So I told my wife, I said, man, they're going to play. I got to sign up to be coach.
Coach!
And she goes, are you serious? She goes, we've never been in this league before.
You said, did I stutter?
She goes, you only played baseball. You haven't played baseball in how many years? I said, well, if I'm 42, I quit after my 12-year-old season, so it's been 30 years.
Hey, kid, you need some advice? I've been waiting for this call.
So my wife said, are you sure you don't want to let some other parent do it that probably has more baseball experience?
Yeah, a woman, dude.
A woman?
Yeah.
A woman can coach? I don't care.
Your wife was trying to get a woman as the coach.
Was she?
I mean, isn't everything else changing?
I don't know. But I said, no, I think I'm signing up for head coach.
She goes, you want our kids to be taught by a woman?
She said. No.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Hey, I hate to tell you, I had a woman T-ball coach.
You did?
Suze Boggs and Tinius. Debbie Tinius, they were my head coach. Hey, you want a picture? I'll show you.
That's a little bit progressive, Austin, because I'm telling you, I didn't have a woman baseball, basketball, football coach in the 18 years of my life, and I hope that changes. Why doesn't your wife coach the kids? That would be awesome. Ray, I don't want the other dads googling her.
I don't think my wife was volunteering to coach. She was just saying, I shouldn't coach.
Honey, practice got over an hour. Where are you with my kids?
But I said, you know what? Screw you, wife. I'm signing up anyway. I'm going to be the head coach.
Right. So what do you mean signed up? You signed up on a piece of paper? Like, yeah, I thought you didn't understand the concept of signing.
You email the league and you say, hey, I will be volunteer to be head coach.
I volunteer as tribute.
And I said, okay, great.
Did you get accepted because your lunch from the Bobby Bones
They don't
show?
Know that.
Ray, I went as Nico Jackson.
And I sign up. And, dude, I don't know what the hell happened, but so I sign up, dude, and I'm like, all right, cool. They assign me a team, and I'm ready to go.
Is it your own kids?
My own kids are on the team.
Is that guaranteed?
Guaranteed. Unless my kids, you know, go behind my back and hit up the league and be like, hey, can you put us on a different team? That would be weird. But anyway, I signed up. I'm ready to go.
Dad, we want to be coached by a woman.
But I don't have an assistant coach. They don't give me an assistant coach. So I email all the parents. And I'm like, hey.
Who has the hottest wife? I'm in need of an assistant coach. Send pictures of your last vacation.
No, man.
I'd really like to get to know your family and bikinis preferably.
No, I'm trying to pull up.
Hey, John, I saw your picture you submitted for your kid. A little bit too much kids, not enough parents.
I'm so confused on why my phone, because I texted my old T-ball coach.
Hey, kid, I just got the message. I'm ready to coach more boys.
I said, life is coming full circle as I signed my kid up for T-ball. Time to put on my coaching shoes and try to inspire the kids like my amazing T-ball coaches.
Coach, you text and tweet like Dr. Seuss. Beautiful.
And she replied.
Oh, it was a woman. How sexist of me.
I told you, Seuss Boggs and Debbie Tinius.
I'm sorry. That was me programmed to think it was a man.
And she replied and everything and sent like a team picture.
You need to relearn, Ray.
But now it's gone. Why is the team picture gone? I was going to pull it up.
You might have deleted it in your pictures, or it didn't fully download Wi-Fi connection, or iPhone deemed it pointless and deleted it for you.
And so anyway, I email the team. And I said,
dear team, you can't read. You're all three.
I said, welcome to the Expos. We are the Expos. I didn't pick it.
You went with a Canadian team of all else.
Right. I was assigned the Expos.
You've sold. You have sold.
And said, I.
Guys, we are calling ourselves Man City. Of all the teams you could be, I went with an overseas name.
No. I said, hey. I know that it says I am the head coach, but after going to the coaches meeting, it seems like it's going to be all hands on deck, because there's coaches there that have coached little T-ball last year, and they said, oh, you need 3 to 4 parents to help out. All of them had assistant coaches there at the coaches meeting. I had nothing.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Hey, but when you're dealing with 4 and 5-year-olds, you need as many cooks as you can get.
If y'all are ready to cook. Yeah, Ray, we're finna cook.
And I said, so I look forward to work, you know, great season. Just let me know who would like to help out at practices and games.
Who wrote the email, you or your wife?
Me. And then I sent it to her, and she was like, oh, you might want to fix this, you might want to fix that. Fixed some grammatical errors, some commas, periods, whatever, spelling. And whoosh, sent it off, Ray.
To the sore losers email?
Nope. To everybody on the team. Looking for volunteers to help.
And that was when? How many days?
A week and a half ago.
And?
No replies.
Dude, that's why you got to go the route. Hey, I really want to get to know the parents of the kids. Send me your last vacation photo. Because that's going to ensure nobody, none of these parents, if they take an Aspen trip, that sucks. Hopefully the family took a South Padre Beach, Panama City Beach, Daytona Beach. Can't be Miami. They don't do spring break anymore.
Hopefully no, they still have it, dude. I saw people down there on the beach fighting.
Hopefully they went to a tropical place and you get the bikini pics. That's how you pick your coaches.
No. Ray, no one replied.
Oh, crap.
So no one is interested in helping coach.
There's your answer.
So I'm by myself.
I mean, what do you want? People are overworked at their job. They work too many hours. They don't sleep enough. They just lost an hour this past weekend. They don't effing want to help. They said, you know what? That guy, he's on the radio, he can handle it. That's honestly what they said.
So Ray, this weekend we had a meetup. I went at the playground just sort of say hi to everybody. It's been raining, it was freezing cold. Everybody stayed for about 20 minutes and everybody split.
I told the kids I'll meet you on the monkey bars.
Tonight is the first practice, Ray.
I'll see you guys on the teeter totter.
I have no idea how to run a T-ball practice.
I'm coming.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to do, how I'm going to handle 4 and 5-year-olds all by myself, as these parents have said, obviously, they are not interested in helping volunteer.
It sounds like you have trouble with your own 3 kids. That's times about 4 on this one. If it's just you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. So I'm going in tonight. We have 5:30 p.m. practice, and I don't even know what to do. Our first game is this coming Saturday, and I have to teach these kids the rules of baseball.
Stop, 1 hour. You're not teaching them the 15-second stop clock. You're teaching them their parent. Hopefully, Jim and John and Jerry and Gary
and Suzanne
and
Oh, yeah.
Suze Boggs, Diane Tenius, Debbie Tenius.
I was programmed to only name the males. Hopefully they've taught the kids something. You're not starting at square one.
I think I am.
Oh.
None of these kids have played baseball before. I did get, I forgot. I did get one reply to the email. I forgot. Came in on Friday night.
Hey, man, big fan of the show. Thanks for the email.
No, it said,
let me get the email sound effect.
After reading your email, we decided to sign Charles up for coach pitch. He won't be on your team anymore.
So right. You lost him before even a practice?
Yep. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't like my coaching style or they didn't feel like I was cut out for it, which here we go. We're about to find out. Practice one tonight. No idea what to do.
What email did you send it from? Your Gmail or?
Hotmail.
Oh, iHeart. I was hoping.
No.
Why wouldn't you put it in their face with some iHeart email?
No. I do Hotmail because I don't ever check it, and I get a bunch of junk, and I don't want them adding me to lists and all that. And
if we ever got to send a big boy email, I go, Baser, let me send it from the iHeartMedia email.
Smart. But, yeah, so, hey, the Expos, we will be following along all season.
Go Montreal. Let's go, Andres Galarraga. The Expos. Let's go pick a team that got extinct. What if you were a football coach? You going to pick the Redskins? The Expos was politically incorrect, and that's why they got canceled. Or was it the economy?
No one was going to the game, so they moved them to D.C. They're no longer in existence. Every team in the league this season are former teams.
Really?
Yeah, they went with all, except for a couple. Like, the Yankees are in the league.
That's a dope one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because the league president, he is a Yankees fan, and he wants his kids' team to be the Yankees, so he picked Yankees.
Will you do us a favor, though, and print out a schedule and put it in the room so we can keep up to date your record?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm kidding.
Damn.
Coach, you got to tell us about this practice. So I would imagine some parents, crazy day at work, days of work, they didn't have time to email. They're just going to show up. Maybe they're the type, they show up and show out. They're not emailing.
No, maybe they will. But we had the meetup, dude, and I met some of the parents. Not one of them was like, oh, hey, about that email. I'd love to help you.
Oh.
No one.
I glossed over the meetup. What happened at the meetup?
We just went to the playground so everybody could kind of meet each other before we start practicing because we were going to try to have a practice, but it had been raining and it was muddy. So we were just like, hey, we'll just go to the playground. And we went to the playground.
Are we meeting any of them?
And we met a bunch of them. We met like six of them, but not one of them was like, oh, you know, I would love to help you at practice. Everybody's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, blah, 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 blah.
I'm cool. Not even worried about the practice anymore. Are they cool?
A couple of them seem cool.
Drink with them?
No, it was just meet up at the playground at 11 a.m.
No, but I mean, could we drink with them?
I think a couple of them. Wow. One of them I know is the neighbor, so I know him. He's good. He drinks all the time.
Oh.
He parties. He went to Auburn. He has a big old bus that he goes to tailgates at Auburn football. Like, all the big shows have broadcast live from there.
You ever got invited?
I have.
Rare, turned him down.
But I haven't been yet.
I chose Home Depot building a bird feeder instead.
More doers get more done. Home Depot.
Nailed it, Ray. That's a sponsor.
Yeah. Now that we are done with T-ball talk, because, I mean, do I just teach them how to hit tonight? Do I teach them to run the bases? What do I do for an hour?
You ain't listening to me. It's all basic shit, dude.
Oh, really? It's that easy?
Running the bases. Yeah, let's cover that. But I will tell you,
what my father said. They don't know which way to run.
I know. But my dad did say they had a sprinter in the Olympics race the baseball player, and the baseball player won because he knew how to round the bases. So it's all about angles, and the sprinter didn't, physically and geometrically speaking, round the bases properly. You save so much time by rounding. Make sure the kids round the bases. They don't run two.
Hold on. We're in T-ball. We're running straight to the base. We don't care. We're not trying to round.
All right.
When you get older, you'll teach them how to round. At this point, I'm just trying to get them to run to the base. T-ball, the right base.
What it should consist of, let's be real. You're just sitting there at the T-ball with the stick and the bat and the T-ball holder, jacking it, dude. These kids are going to, I mean, you're there. You're just having
fun. Yeah, but
you have 12 fielders. You're just sitting there hitting off the tee, dude. Just start ripping them. Dude, you got your own personal batting practice, and they're getting the balls for you. They don't even get to hit.
That's how I teach them to field, dude. Hey, guys, here we go. Sammy, boom, coming at you.
Coach, you're hitting dingers and shit. Dude, nobody cares about the kids.
I got to go buy plastic bases. I don't have bases.
So you have to provide all the stuff?
Well, no. Usually we're supposed to practice at the field. But our practices are supposed to be on Sunday, but it's been raining and it was muddy, so the field was closed.
Don't even, dude, think no further.
But
there
was
a place on the west side, a park that I would go to. Might be enough space for you. The only downside is if you hit it to the left field side, if it rolls a little bit underneath the pedestrian bridge, there's a couple homeless people under there.
Oh. And they're going to grab it and be like, oh, we got a foul ball. We get a free Coke at the concession stand.
No, I learned that with my younger
nephew. And we're like,
nephew.
Hey, no, dude, it's just practice, man. You got to get that back.
That was his. My younger nephew went under that little pedestrian bridge there. There were trash cans that smelled pretty bad. And I told him anytime he goes to left field, I will get it from now on. But, yeah, you need a field, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to play in some grass, man.
Dude, you know Coach used to hit it here in the alley.
No, he did that? Not.
Remember?
Yeah.
The show it was here before. Coach, the originator of Coach, dude, he would hit in the alley, and if you hit a home run, it would be on the second deck of the parking garage.
That's pretty cool.
That's where you can bring the kids. And then they'd do their show. That's what we should do.
Bring our kids. Oh, dude, you should broadcast live from the game. You should come and call the game.
Yeah, and YouTube a bunch of kids and get sued and slandered and libeled the next day.
Yeah, well, let's not do that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Right, defamation.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about
hey,
it?
Hey, Baker Mayfield to the Bucks for stays there 3 years, $100 million, but really it's just one-year deal. Then Russell Wilson, no more Broncos country, let's ride.
Ooh, yep.
Broncos country, let's ride.
They have not ridden.
No, he's Steel Nation. But this is worrying me because now there is nowhere for us to trade Justin Fields. Like, nobody wants Justin Fields. Mac Jones
but
is...
But what have we already said? You can trade anybody to anybody to anybody to anybody.
No.
Titans. Why could Fields not go to the Titans?
Because they are going to give Will Levis his shot to be the franchise quarterback.
So that's one team he can't go to. Another team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He can't go to the Chiefs.
Why not the Lions?
Because they have Jared Goff.
Right. Why couldn't... Goff's only going to be here for a couple more years and they have him in the backup.
No chance.
It is my contention that a player can go to basically any team. These experts and pundits just say a whole bunch of shit, and it can. Derrick Henry is going to go to the Dolphins, the most stacked running back team in the country. Derrick Henry will go there.
I understand what you're saying. What I meant is they were talking we could get a second round pick for him because there was going to be a bidding war that a bunch of teams were going to want him. Well, because the Patriots have the third overall pick, so they're picking a quarterback. Because they traded Mac Jones, so they don't want Justin Fields.
Oh, they're going to get Drake May.
Or they're going to get Jaden Daniels. And then the Bears, or the Steelers were supposed to be another team. Oh, wait, they got Russell Wilson, so he's not going there. Where the hell is he going to go? The Falcons are reportedly going to get Kirk Cousins. Where is Justin Fields going to go for a second-round pick? Now we're going to have to trade him like the Patriots did and get a sixth-round pick for him? Good God.
So that hurt you.
Yeah, it hurts the Bears very much so.
I didn't even realize that when I saw it.
It's depressing.
I saw it this morning. It's good. Dude, trading's always fun.
Hey, and I love it. The Steelers, before they had Russell Wilson, they were 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now that they have Russell Wilson, 50-1.
It didn't affect it at all?
None.
Dude, Hawk's actually in studio.
Dot. Oh, man.
Look at all these pundits. You can't even spit enough of them on the screen, dude.
Are they about to show highlights? Here we go. Here comes the fight. The USC or South Carolina versus LSU. Did you watch it?
Yes, but that's a rerun.
No, but I said they're about to show the fight.
The fight was at the very end of the game.
Oh, I thought they were just showing highlights.
No. They're replaying games.
What a fight. It was cool.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is what was the brother doing jumping out of the stands?
I thought he was a security guard.
No, he was the brother.
So he got suspended. Everybody that was on the bench got kicked out of the game.
No, he jumped over the scores table. Like, what's he about to – is he about to start whooping girls' ass?
Was he holding people back?
No.
I heard him say that and thought that he must be the security guy. So he just jumped over in street clothes?
Yes. And the cops immediately grab him because he's a fan getting on the court. And I guess his sister plays for LSU. So what was he about to do? Like, all right, you want to fight her? You're going to fight me too?
I love the women empowerment. Dude, women's college basketball, when we were forever, was irrelevant and nobody cared. I'm interested in Angel Reese, LSU. South Carolina hasn't lost since the Clinton administration.
And Caitlin Clark. That's it.
But that's watchable.
I mean, the fact that they fought.
Dude, but I'm telling you, that's actual that's watchable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that they actually fight.
The one girl, the tall girl, just absolutely leveled her.
Dude.
Another girl kind of flopped a little.
No. She leveled her.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, this girl kind of pushed, this guy kind of throws an elbow, and then girl from South Carolina just came in, boom, just blew her. And then the girl from LSU, she comes running off the bench like, you want some? I was like, damn, these people are down. But there's really no punches thrown.
And then look at Angel Reese. Do you see how she has, you see her left leg?
Yeah.
How it's purple pantyhose?
Yeah, like it's like a sleeve for the leg. Oh, that girl has them on her leg.
Right. They all have sleeves.
Why do they do that?
But what I'm asking you, do they just cut the other one, or are there actual companies now that do one pantyhose?
I think it's just one. I think it's like how they do it on the arm, the sleeve, how they have individuals. I think they have them for the legs now.
But I'm saying it almost goes up so high it looks like a pantyhose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does it do?
It's just for looks, dude. So you have your swag.
Oh, is that what it
is? Yeah, on the golf course, why do you wear a glove? Swag.
No, so you don't get blisters, man.
I mean, does it really help? Probably not. What is this rerun? Is this Tiger 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that is Tiger from 30 years ago.
What channel is randomly playing that?
CBS Sports.
Woods, minus 12, guys.
I mean, it is so old you can barely read the writing.
His pants are so baggy.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. But yeah, that's the girl. And so are they suspended for the NCAA tournament? But South Carolina doesn't need them. They don't lose. They haven't lost.
Hey, I was telling some other people, I was telling my wife, you and me are going to try to make a run at the SEC tournament, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go. What day is it start? I don't even know when it is.
Justin's down on Friday.
You sure? Because I texted him and asked him why he wasn't at Garth's grand opening, and he said, got to work early in the morning.
He was the only person that had to work a Wednesday morning.
And I said, hey, man, Garth just asked where you were. And he was like,
did he really ask where
goes,
I was?
Damn it, I knew I should have gone. I'm like, you idiot. He didn't really ask about you. He doesn't care.
His sister was in town. He's trying to get us to hang out. It's tough, dude. He's on the west side. We're on the north side.
I know, dude, that friendship is frayed.
Well, I mean, it showed us true colors this weekend because we go, hey, dude, we're going to this Union Post place. I mean, it was a 50-minute Uber for him, and then it fell apart. We didn't hang out.
I told you. I said, once you move, like, how close does Ruiz live to you?
She's still a decent amount.
Damn.
I mean, Ruiz ain't far from the skyline.
Oh, because I thought she moved, like, way north like you did.
No.
And then also, I'd like to apologize to a Zipline guy. Met him at the grand opening and said hello and talked to him, and he goes around and he builds zip lines.
What grand opening? When?
Garth's grand opening at the bar, and we're talking. We're like, how did you get in here? And he said, my sister works for the show, and he pointed to his sister. And he...
this story. I didn't know what you were going with.
There...
This is Lunchbox, guys. Sometimes it pays to be a big mouth. Sometimes you look like the biggest dumbass in the bar.
And so there's another girl standing there.
And I heard the whole thing.
And so I picked up on context clues because the dude had a wedding ring on. The one girl was his sister. So the other girl has to be his wife, right? So I said, oh, Is that your wife? He looks at me and goes, nope, that's my other sister. I tried to mark him down for banging his sister.
And I was like, yeah, lunch. And then that woman there that's older, that's obviously his mom, that's his uncle, lunch. Like, lunch messed it all up. He goes, okay, hey, so who's that? Is that your wife? No, man, that's my sister. Oh, what about that over there? Is that your brother? No, dude, that's the bartender. Like, just because these people were standing next to him didn't mean he was related to him. And doesn't mean you needed to guess the relations that he had to people.
And that's what Ray told me afterwards. He goes, that is why you never try to guess connections. You just say, hey, nice to meet you. And if they introduce you to those people, then you do it. My bad.
Well, it's that awkward moment for 1 second. People do it to me and my sister all the time. Oh, are you guys married? No, it's my sister. Because then for that 1 second, it's like you're romantically involved. And then he has to say, no, man, that's my sister. I was like, good job, dumbass. Why don't you just roll with, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, hey, is that your wife you're banging? No, that's my sister, man. Hey, good job, lunch. Really necessary to go on a limb there. He said it so loud, too, and everybody looks over. It's like, no, it's my sister, dude. Oh, is that the woman you're romantically hooking up with at night? No, it's my sister.
Is that the one you see naked every day? Not since we were three.
Freaking idiot. I'm glad I was sober that night, too, so I heard the whole thing. I just started dying laughing.
Zipline guy, my bad, dude. I apologize.
Fan of the potty, though.
Yeah, thanks for listening, man.
Tony Pollard signing 3-year deal?
Uh-oh, with who?
Titans.
Wow.
Wait, so what about Henry?
Well, he's gone, and the Bears got DeAndre Swift. I don't understand why people hate him so much. He's so good.
Yeah, he had a good year. I mean, is that official? Can we still turn that down?
No, that's official, man.
Right, but can the fans turn it down if we create an uprising?
That's college, dude, where you can say, oh, I don't want that coach. But then, bad news for the Yankees fans, dude. Yankees ace Gerrit Cole will have an MRI on his right elbow. Aaron Boone told reporters today, Cole is coming off winning the American League Cy Young Award and has had difficulty bouncing back between spring training starts. That's from Jeff Passan.
Yeah, Aaron Boone hasn't been good since he was on steroids with Seattle and got 50 home runs. Look it up. I'll hang up and listen.
That was Brett Boone, his brother.
Yeah, same difference.
Damn. All right, have a good Monday, guys. I'm still trying to get to my seats. Got to walk around the whole freaking stadium.
And I referenced it many times this show, my neighbors. We took the one neighbor to Mexican on Friday, met her. She wanted me to meet her husband. They're big baseball fans. They've been to 28 of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. And they invited us over to UFC.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch it?
Well, I bet the fights. And I worked all day, had 2 drinks, and drank one of those blood thinners. It's supposed to make your BAC not as much. I got sick as a dog, man.
Oh, no.
Went to bed at 7 p.m. But I ditched out on the UFC fight night at the neighbor's house.
Dang, dude. Yeah. I did watch the fights.
O'Malley?
He killed him. Killed him.
Then BDD was supposed to win, and he lost.
BDD?
Yeah.
Tell me the name.
BBD Big... I said that was his nickname. BJD or something?
Big JD. Who'd he lose to? Poirier?
Yeah.
Oh, Poirier knocked him out, dude.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was good.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, McAfee's talking.
Oh, man. Dude, he hit him with a knee right in the chin. I don't know how he didn't die.
That sound, you could hear it was...
Oh, it was awesome.
He got
boom.
Punches landed per round. Did you see it? He got about 40 around O'Malley. The other guy got about 10.
Yeah, the other guy didn't even do anything the first couple rounds. He just kind of chilled. Then when he started swinging, though, he started hurting O'Malley.
What, did you watch O'Malley?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
What time did it go down at? Because
it was over about 12:15.
See.
So really 1:15 because the time changed. So it was really late. But
I would have had to stay up an extra 5 hours.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
But yeah, but woke up and found out that we ditched out on the UFC plans.
Ugh, sorry about that, man.
And I guess then the wife told Baszler, husband was really depressed, let down. So I'm like, didn't even.
You got to make it up to him.
But I've never met him, and I already let him down.
Yep. It's not a good start for the relationship.
Apparently, they got a $60,000 sound system and theater-style chairs.
Wow.
I know.
So what did you miss it for?
I took.
Where are you living, Rich Rich?
I took a blood thinner, and it made me feel like shit. It's supposed to reduce your blood alcohol content, dude. It did the opposite.
So you're like Nick Swartzen who took some...
Dude, it increased my vomit content.
All right. Happy Monday, guys. I gotta go plan out practice. I gotta have a minute by minute. I gotta have an itinerary for practice. T-ball practice starts tonight. Expos coming for the ship. I did say that at the coaches meeting, you go around, you stand in a circle, introduce yourself. Blah,
how many
blah.
Of y'all from Montreal?
Nope. Everybody's like, hey, I'm Billy and I'm the head coach of the Yankees. Hey, I'm
who Nick. The kids said this?
No, the coaches. Nicholas, I'm this guy, first time coaching T-ball. And I said, hey, I'm Jason Gibble, coach of the Expos, and we're coming for the championship.
Oh, he's that guy. Dude, and I would have been like under my breath. Golf.
And the lady goes, oh, sorry, sir, we don't have playoffs. I was like, it was just a joke. Just a joke. Sorry. Tried to be funny. Tried to be funny. Maybe not the time, but whatever.
Is
it's all
from
good.
The Bobby Bone Show?
They're probably talking about me. They will be after this weekend when we put a whooping on them.
Is he on the Sore Losers podcast?
Sore Losers? Is that the guy that thought Zipline Guy was married to his sister? All right, cool.
I think a good YouTube video, you and me go to Broadway for SEC Championship Tournament this weekend.
Yeah.
And we interview people.
About
I
what?
I don't know the angle yet.
Okay. Well, let's draw. I'm going to draw that map of where we were trying to get.
Okay.
And we'll do that on YouTube. All right, we out. Dude. I have a fantasy baseball draft this week. I just want to retire from the league.
It hasn't started.
I know, but I want to retire. This is my last year.
Oh, Justin, I just reminded me. He said he hasn't won a bet in 7 days.
Oh, that's not good.
You have a couple bucks he can borrow?
No.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.